This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Is Sky Blues Extra.
Hello and a warm welcome back to the Sky Blues Extra podcast in association with the Sky Blue Tavern. Dean here alongside Dave Moore. Dave, rejoice, the international break is over for another year. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good, thanks. And yeah, absolutely hate it. Not a big
March
fan.
Next, March. Long time.
It's a long time, isn't it? Now we've seemed like we've had a fair few, which is quite good because you can get a bit of you can actually do something with your Saturdays rather than forced to trudge up to the CBS or worse, Preston. So yeah, it's a bit of both for me. International breaks are a chance just to completely switch off, really, away from the football.
Yeah, I've enjoyed it. Just got off Twitter. Not really had any interest in anything Sky Blues, really, to be honest, in the last 2 weeks. For utterly depressing, shall we say, over the past, well, since the last international break.
Yeah, and you know, I think Twitter's always been an interesting place, but it's become an absolute mess, isn't it? It's not just football, but it seems like you can't sit on the fence. You're not allowed to have like a balanced argument. You either have to be, you know, completely to the left or the right of various subjects, not just.
I mean, the algorithms have got you, Dave. The algorithms have got you in a spin.
Yeah, yeah. But I do. I just feel like people now are so desperate to back up opinions with their screenshots, you know, like the VAR and just stats that are just completely nonsense, like just to make a story sort of look better. I mean, there's one at the moment with, I think, Hadji Wright, isn't it, about expected goals or goal-scoring opportunities outside of penalties?
Oh, that XY-axis one.
Yeah, but yeah. It's like, well, I don't really understand it, if I'm honest. I've not looked into it enough, nor do I want to understand it, because I'm there watching the games with my own eyes.
And yeah, like, you can see it. You don't need a graph to back up what you see with your eyes.
Exactly. And, you know, facts of the matter is, lots of talent probably there. Very impressive against Leicester. Not so impressive so far since
then.
And a few tap-ins and just not really seeing the work ethic of a player that's trying to cement, you know, or force themselves into the forefront of someone's thinking, which is Mark Robins. So I don't need a graph to tell me that. I can see it, you know, with my own eyes of what's missing. But, you know, there's some positives in his last, since the international break, I think there's been some positives across the team, and certainly for Hadji Wright.
I think I'd rather see that graph there than people arguing about having an OnlyFans girl that supports Carl.
Yeah, I know.
It's like the missing piece of the jigsaw of Cov Twitter is having that OnlyFans chick. Yeah, and now we've got to put
food on the table.
As long as I don't see you on there, mate. I don't think we get many takers on that.
Just make sure you've cleaned the table before you put food on there.
It's been a couple of weeks since we last potted, so why don't we just have a quick chat on the Stoke game. So, I mean, it's a goalless draw at the CBS. It stopped the rot, but more than that, I thought we were showing some encouraging signs during that game. It wasn't great, but encouraging, better, yeah. Like some kind of light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, exactly. And I think, look, a lot of people are making sort of mountains out of molehills at the moment. Yeah, we're a fair whack into the season already, but we're by far not, you know, when you look at where we started last season and maybe look at people like Middlesbrough last season and teams that have a late charge, they're the teams that actually go on to end up being, you know, in or around the playoffs, right? And, you know, there's no real concern about relegation. Yes, it can creep up on you, and you can get sucked into it. And then you start to see, you know, the boys against the versus the men who can stand up and sort of take that pressure. But I think we control so many periods of games that we're probably not going to concede enough goals, I don't think, to be relegated. And therefore, you know, I think that it'd be nice to start seeing them play with some more freedom. And I think we saw bits of that in Stoke, and we saw it, you know, at home to Stoke, that we did control pretty much majority of large parts of the game. We carved out chances that we probably should have put away. And, you know, that's why I think you're saying it and I'm saying it, that there's positive, encouraging signs. And it's, yeah, things need to turn around fairly quickly. But, you know, at the same time, it's not been a million miles away all season. And I think this league is teams that sort of just grind out results, and we need to get back to doing that, which is what we did the season before, really.
This was kind of the point last year where things kind of changed, didn't it? We went on that little bit of a run before Christmas. Okay, it was sticky around Christmas, but we got ourselves out of that rot. So maybe it can align again. The stars might align again at this period of time, and we can start to turn those chances into convert goals. I mean, that's where we struggle, isn't it? I think it's just a chance conversion. We are the top of the list on creating chances, but not putting them away. And that's the simple fact. If we'd done that, you know, for four or five games this season, we'd be in a much healthier position and saying, oh, why are we not in the playoffs at this point?
Yeah, exactly. And look, you can say strikers act on instinct, but we've said it so many times, it doesn't feel that consistent changing of players is going to give anyone...
It doesn't help.
It doesn't help. It's not an excuse, but it doesn't help. And I think we just need some sort of fixed structure, but I don't know if we're going to get that. You know, no. We'll go on to talk about formations away from home, but we come off the back of, what, three or whatever it was.
Four losses. Why do you think he's struggling to find that formula, though? I mean, how do you go about figuring that out? Because, I mean, you chuck enough shit at the wall, something will stick eventually. But do you want to do that?
I don't know. I mean, I thought without McFadden, we looked as solid, and that was encouraging to see, because I think when that happens, you really need someone to come and be a leader. I think Kitchen looks like that, to be honest. I mean, he's a captain at his previous club, right? So
yeah,
it stands that he'll be the most likely to sort of take that sort of role across the back four or three or whatever we decide to do. But so I thought there's a lot of positives. Wasn't too bothered about the Collins out for Wilson. I think Robbins's comments were a little odd, strange, really, to try and back up the fact that he'd brought Wilson out. He should have just said probably why, but I think he kind of said it was there's a lot of games
around the bush, wasn't it? Yeah,
it was a lot of games. Well, not really for a goalkeeper. No, it's not like he's a box-to-box midfielder.
No, you only make that change when goalkeepers make mistakes. And to be fair, Ben Wilson has had a rocky four or five games, made a couple of errors that didn't get punished, to be fair. And for me, deservedly dropped. Whether time will tell whether that's the right decision with Collins's form. I mean, I think we both said it after that. Wimbledon away in the cup?
Yeah, yeah.
Didn't really give us that huge amount of confidence, I thought, behind.
But then, you know, again, in them areas that I was a bit unsure about, which was box commanding and you know, making a decision, he actually did very well. I mean, there was a corner that came in. I think it was a corner or a cross that came in, and it was probably the only thing that he had to majorly deal with, and he dealt with it really, really well. He was, you know, confident in what he was doing. He got a hand to it and he pushed it, you know, away from goal. And that's all you can kind of ask, is that they make a decision and just go ahead with it. I think sometimes what we've seen with a lot of keepers, but Ben, you know, is they're not, you know, it's a bit okey-cokey. They're not sure whether to come or go, or... And then in that time, the strikers made up the decision for them, kind of. So, yeah, I thought he was pretty decent. And I think, you know, O'Hare is going to start to come to, you know, get more game time and start to add more value. We've got Palmer coming back. We've got Tats, who has shown enough in every time he's played, I think, in recent games to say that he's going to be a threat. And you've got people like Kelly coming back, which might just take, not Eccles out of the firing line, because I think he's been brilliant, but it just might give him a bit of a rest.
Relieves the pressure in the middle of the park a little bit. Yeah,
exactly.
Because there's a lot on those two to sort of solidify everything that goes through the team. You know, that's the base of everything, really, isn't it? You know, they're expected to be in the defence and expected to start the attack effectively.
Yeah, I think Kelly is a much natural defensive midfielder, and Eccles is still trying to, probably being told to push into areas, break into areas, and then that makes Sheaf not sure whether he's then like the holding midfielder, or because he doesn't seem to be doing that also. So maybe that Kelly Sheaf at times might give us some a more natural balance where Sheaf goes, actually, I can afford to lose or have this pass get broken down because Kelly's there sweeping up behind.
Any worries on Mark Robbins's job?
I don't think so. We don't know enough about Doug King to know.
I think he's a lizard, according to some fans. He's like the late queen.
I just
some of the stuff is just it's just boring, isn't it?
It's just stupid because, you know, we've had really bad owners. You know, we've had administration, which probably could have been avoidable. You know, I haven't gone through the finances with a fine tooth comb, but you would like to have thought that at times things could have been avoidable. You think about the way that we went about our, which rightly or wrongly at the time, breaking away from the Rico and all of that, you know, to have some sort of just normal stability as a football owner. And also not even the money, because there's people out there with money that are just bonkers. I mean, you remember the Cardiff owner wanted to change the shirts to red and get rid of Bluebirds. You know, like that's strange.
And look at Reading. You know, look at what's happened to them.
So, you know, at least we haven't lost, you know, everything that's happened. Our identity has been solidified. You go around the ground, there's more images of Coventry City, there's work and expense being, you know, sort of put into those, making the around the ground more of a hub. Like, all of it is quite positive. So it's very strange, I think, to be questioning.
It's just nice to have stability, isn't it?
Exactly.
The only thing I would say to you, Dave, is put the sewing machine away, because they're coming after your dodgy shirts, I hear.
yeah. It's but even that, you know, is to be expected. I mean, it's the one commodity that the club has to make money, basically. It's the one thing, isn't it? You know, you can write Coventry on a t-shirt and it could mean anything, but the badge is something that is the club's biggest commodity, and they need to.
I don't begrudge them doing that whole thing, but what I'd like to see them is offer better quality products to stop people from, you know, looking elsewhere to get.
I know, yeah. I mean, some of the stuff looks like they've just put one of the marketing team in these headbutted paint, you know, just headbutted the keyboard.
I saw one with a badge that had like a tire track over it. Like, where's that come from? As if she's like, has someone been ran over in a hoodie and just thought, oh, I'll just take that hoodie design. Like, oh, that looks good. Yeah, stick that on one and chuck 50 quid on it, and somebody will buy it ahead of Christmas, wouldn't they?
That's the thing. A lot of it doesn't seem to be much thought into it. But
Tat, you know. I call it. It really is. I mean, Black Friday, they even had a Black Friday sale email through.
Yeah.
I mean, what's going on? Like, yeah, it's a perfect time to get rid of those hoodies. Like, no one's going to buy them, lads. Even that orange stuff. What's the orange? Oh, the Halloween
I don't know.
T-shirt.
I did see something today about a new, like, using the colours of the shirt. I haven't actually looked at it, but I did see something like that today.
Well, we'll have to see what happens going forward. Also, let's talk about going forward onto Saturday. We head to the Den versus Millwall. Millwall and the new management as well. Joe Edwards, first time as a full manager. Very young. I think he's only 36 or 37 or so.
Yeah, 37, yeah.
So it's going to be interesting to see how they go about things moving forward, because it's been pretty poor this season from a Millwall point of view. How do you feel heading into this one, Dave?
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
You're listening to Sky Blues Extra.
Yeah, it's a really difficult one. Nowhere near as confident as I would have been perhaps, I don't know, a month ago.
3 weeks ago.
Yeah. But because you kind of knew what you were getting with Rowett. You knew that he was going to pump balls. And if you're defensively solid and held up to the test, then you're going to be okay. I'm not saying they're going to completely go away from that. And I didn't have a chance to any look at sort of the Sheffield Wednesday. But I did see them earlier in the season, but you can kind of disregard it because it was under a completely different manager. So it's a really tricky conundrum for Mark Robbins, who's got to prepare for a manager that he doesn't really know as much about. You know, it's going to be a bit tricky. But we obviously know a lot about Millwall's, you know, players, and there's not a lot they can completely change. But you saw Zion Fleming move further forward into a sort of striker role against Sheffield Wednesday, which, you know, he's always played behind the strikers.
It was an incredibly rigid formation they went with as well. I wonder if that was just like first game under new management. Let's just go 4-4-2. Let's see what happens and go from there. And it sort of worked against a pretty ropey Sheffield Wednesday side, let's be honest.
And that is
four
the other
goals
thing,
against
isn't it?
Them.
Yeah, four goals and you know, 4-4-2. If they play that and we stick, I can't see Robin sticking with the same formation that he started against Stoke. But if he did, you know, we'd probably start to run over that midfield. And that could, you know, that could be a good thing. So it's very interesting because I've always felt that Millwall have completely missed the midfield out. But again, yeah. I'm basing it all on what I've seen so far this season. I actually went to the Leeds Millwall game at the Den, and you know that was that they got hammered that day. I watched the Watford much of the Watford game that they played, and I thought they played pretty well. But Watford haven't been pulling up any trees this season, and seemingly they could get in behind at any opportunity they wanted to. It was just through last ditch defending that they actually, you know, managed to. I think that was might have been a draw. So it's a really tricky one because we just don't know much about Edwards. But we obviously know about a lot of the Millwall players. We've got Norton Cuffey that's probably going to feature. My opinion, the best player that they have is Bradshaw. I think he's a really, really quality player. He reminds me very much of like an Adam Armstrong. Yeah. And had he have been getting service in his earlier Millwall days, I think he would have been scoring buckets because I think he got about 14 or 15 last season with very little service. He's a really tricky customer and he works really, really hard. He's a bit of a mix between Armstrong and like Godden, really.
I think he has to because they don't keep the ball very often, a Millwall yeah. team. And, you know, we're going to have a lot of possession in this game. There's no doubt about that. It's about breaking down what's probably going to be a very rigid, structured side, really. And that's, we've struggled there this season trying to do that. You know, that's where you kind of feel like if we do go for the back and having that extra attacker, then we might have an opportunity to carve something out. You mentioned O'Hare earlier. He feels like he's now in a position to start games, which I think is a big, big bonus.
Yeah, I've said I'd prefer him to start. I'd prefer him to come and get, you know, if you can get, some people might take a dimmer view of this, but you've got five subs these days, right?
The bench was so much stronger on that game versus Stoke, and that was a big plus point. I think that's going to be key and vital, actually, over this I'm going to say the Christmas period now from here.
Yeah,
so many matches.
And absolutely, go and give me 60. Oh, can't quite get 60. Let's review it at halftime. And then if you have to come off at 45, fine. But like, we've got enough subs to be able to do that, in my opinion. We've not got the, like you say, it did look much better, but we've not had the deepest of benches. And you've got plenty of players that can sit in there. So you've got, Lats could push into that position if needed. But you've also got other players. You know, you've got Eccles who could sort of continue that role. Tats, Ayari. There's so many options. Actually, we say that we've got a big problem in the field. We haven't got a problem in terms of numbers. We've got a problem in terms of the right
how you fit
quality.
Them in.
Yeah.
And you got options. I suppose options is always good, but seemingly at the moment, Robbins is throwing so many different options on the table. It's very difficult to see how we're going to go about things moving forward. Like last season, we had a very structured way of playing.
Yeah.
This season, like, we just seem to have like four or five different ways. I don't think that's the way forward. I think we've got to go with something. And if it doesn't work, then we've got to keep going with it, really, I feel. And eventually it's going to click.
The squad looks completely set up for squad rotation for the box, because we haven't got someone that can play the passes. We've got Ben Sheaf, Kelly, who are, in my opinion, defensive midfielders, although Sheaf has added a lot to his game. And you've got Eccles, who is a bit of a sort of just a general centre mid without really the attacking, presence of that. And then you've got obviously Ayari's, O'Hare's, Palmer's. Allen is a bit of a bit similar to Eccles. You've not in there, we've said it all season, got that person that can play that killer pass or that killer sort of 30, 40 yard spray. So the team, to me, the squad looks like a box squad, but we've not really played that box that much. And that's fine but it's just now it seems like you're trying to fit in three strikers at times. It's a tricky one. I honestly don't know what he's going to do Saturday.
Right, let's get a bit of a Millwall perspective at this point in the pod. We spoke to Lyndon Edney, who's going to give us his views ahead of Saturday.
So I think Millwall's start to the season has been up and down, to say the least. It was a funny start to the season, obviously, with losing the tragic loss of John Berylson, our long-term chairman. Obviously that must have unsettled the club. A real great guy and, great for our club, and a real shame that happened. So that obviously caused issues, I think. But we seemed to start the pre-season well. And even the first win away from home, against Middlesbrough, 1-0, was a great result. But then since then, we then lost to Reading at home 4-0 in the Cup. Norwich 3-1, Leeds 3-0. We were just dropping points. And although we did get some nice wins there as well, against away to Plymouth Argyle, home to Rotherham as well. We still managed to lose 3-0 to Swansea at home as well. So it's just been inconsistent. And I think it was the right time to get rid of Gary Rowett. I, for one, had enough of his football. That mentality to go out and not lose games as opposed to go out and win them, and just try to defend throughout the tenure of the game. And it was just frustrating and horrible to watch. So I'm happy that he has moved on. I wish him all the best. But really happy with the hire in Joe Edwards. I think that we're going to see some big changes there. He's a young manager. He's hungry. He wants to prove himself. And this is the first stepping stone of proper management for him. So I believe it's a really good hire from the club. So I think that most of the season up till then, up till the Sheffield Wednesday game, is probably irrelevant right now, I think. And I'm glad that they made the changes as quickly as they did. To focus on the last match, against Sheffield Wednesday. A great result. I cannot remember the last time we went out and beat someone 4-0, let alone away from home. Great. I watched it on TV, and it was a great game, and it was just so different to Rowett's style of play before. You know, we were bringing the ball out from the back, passing, using the midfield. He actually played a 4-4-2, which I know is dated in the current game, but did seem to work. It gave the two centre midfielders, George Saville and Casper De Noor, the actual chance to play some football and knock the ball about, which they're both more than capable of doing. And obviously Saville came from deep to score a fantastic goal as well. So it was just so nice to see us actually playing some football and be progressive on the pitch and push forward. And it was just really, really, really refreshing. And it was a great result for us. We got a couple of injury concerns. Obviously, the keeper, Matija Sarcic, is out, which is a shame because we've got Bart Biakowski now back in the sticks, who 2 years ago was a fantastic keeper for us, 17 clean sheets in a championship season, one of the best keepers in the league that year, but just has gone a bit downhill, really, ever since. So he's a bit dodgy, to say the least. So, I'd advise a couple of pop shots from outside the box from the Coventry boys might land you a goal or two. But I think for us, there's a few players to watch out for. Obviously, Zion Fleming, really talented player. He'd be playing, normally he's a number 10, but I think if he plays a 4-4-2 again, I think he'll be up the top with either Kevin Nisbet or Tom Bradshaw. But I think Zion Fleming is definitely one to watch out. Casper De Noor in the centre midfield, a real ball player. He's really happy to get hold of the ball, to play, to turn and to progress and push forward with the ball. Get stuck in as well. So he's a good player. I also think Ryan Longman as well, when he's on his day, is good on if he plays him left wing. So, a few players to watch out for there. I think Kevin Nisbet is probably due a goal as well. So if he starts up top or comes off the bench, he may score. And I think Zion Fleming as well. So I expect to see the same or similar lineup. It's a transitional period for Joe Edwards, I think, at the moment. I think 4-4-2 is safe, and it seemed to work. So I think that's maybe what he'll do again. And I like it because it like I said, it freed up the midfielders to knock the ball around and was simple. Get the ball to the wings and get the balls in the box to some good finishers. So I think that's probably what we'll see again. Hopefully, more passing from out the back, and not so much hoof ball. For me, my prediction for the game, I think it's going to be, I think for Mark Robbins, I think it's going to be really tough for him actually to come to the Den. I know you've had some good results against us recently, but it's the uncertainty for him because he doesn't know Joe Edwards. He doesn't know what style of football he's going to go for. He's only played one game. He's not really managed anywhere else before. So I think that's really going to play in favour for Millwall, to be honest. And I think that it's going to be hard for Robbins to kind of make a plan against a team he isn't going to know much about. So I think that if Joe Edwards plays on that and we come at you hard in the first 20, 25 minutes, I think we could score some early goals. I think there's goals in the game, and I think that Joe Edwards' first home game in charge at the Den, I really do think that he's going to really want to prove himself and get the fans behind him once again. We already are. Everyone's excited by his management, and I think there's going to be a real buzz at the Den on Saturday. And I think I'm actually going to go and say it's going to be 3-1. I think to us, and I think Zion Fleming might get a couple, maybe one from a dead ball. Probably one defenders will pop up because either Wes Harden or Jake Cooper might pop up with a goal. So I'm pretty positive that we'll be looking at a 3-1 win for the Lions.
Huge thanks to Lyndon there for his views on Saturday's game. Probably a good time to pull out a public service announcement, Dave, because South Bermondsey Station is not available again if anyone's travelling by train down to the Den. London Bridge seems to be the option for drinking, and then from there, it sounds like Ubers, doesn't it? Or what's that other station? There is a bus. It might take an hour, though, surely, from...
don't know. Yeah, there is a bus. I don't know if it's the 2211, something like that. But yeah, definitely worth having a look at that. But yeah, don't take away from London Bridge drinking, because it's always decent haunts around there.
There's also no away pubs near the ground. Yeah. And I'd advise not going to any pubs anyway, you know, being the den.
Yeah, no.
Might be a few people tooled up and etc.
Yeah, just go to London Bridge.
Yeah, we'll all be there. Right, let's look at our team ahead of then of Saturday. How do you feel Robbins is going to attack this one, do you feel?
I'd like to see him not tinker with the back.
The new tinker man.
Yeah, exactly. So, look, happy for Collins to keep his position. I didn't think he did anything wrong. I don't think he had a lot to do. I don't think we learned mass amounts. But like I say, he made a little cute save, which was good. He commanded his box well.
I think this one will be telling actually against Millwall, because they'll, you know, they'll pump balls into the box. Big team for corners, free kicks, etc. Important not to give silly free kicks away, edge of boxes, you know, for them to get crosses in basically, because, you know, they are, that's where they get most of their goals from.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, yeah, I think we'll still see the same back line.
Latibodier back from Jamaican duty. Could we see Van Ivac back in?
Possibly, yeah, possibly.
It's a big pitch as well, Millwall. That's, you know, it could be an opportunity for Van Ivac to actually show
his legs.
Yeah, what he's capable of, because we haven't seen it much as of yet. But I also don't think that's his fault. I think he's been held back a little bit with the formations we've played. So,
yeah, I think we said that, has he been told to sort of retain possession and turn back and keep possession until it's on, rather than sort of just. But I've loved it when I've seen him run at players, and you know, Millwall defensively, Bas, like the recent game, they are always a bit suspect of for defensively, balls into the box, set pieces, that sort of stuff. So his throwing, you know, could be something that could put a bit of a scare to them.
I think you're right there, and I think technically we've got some very, very astute players in and around the box that might be the key to unlocking this game. It's just a case of showing it more often than not. There was a chance against Stoke, I think, Godden from Sims. Sims knocked it down. Godden had a pop shot. And it's really, really well worked. I want to see more of that. I think if we get that into our game on Saturday, I think we'll create some opportunities. I don't think technically Millwall at the back are as good as what people make them out to be.
No, I'd say that's probably been their biggest problem this season, actually, is that they've conceded, and it's always hard to come from behind or you know, in this league, as we found out a lot this season. But the main is this sort of midfield, which probably picks itself pretty much, but it's this conundrum of up top. I don't really know what. I don't see him going three up top away from home. So, I don't know. Very interesting, really. Because I've really liked Sims recently. Thought he's looked really, really handy. Thinks he's looked like he's growing in confidence, growing into his sort of role in the team. You know, he was very unselfish away at Preston when he came on, I think, didn't he? They started Wright and Godden up front. And I think even this against Stoke, he looked, you know, a handful. So, I'd like to see him play, really.
I only think you'll see one change. I think Godden will come out, Wright will go to the top of the box, and O'Hare will come in on sort of that inverted left side. Or maybe Allen will switch out to that flank and have O'Hare in behind the striker. I think that's what we'll see on Saturday. And I think Van Ivac will come in for Latibodier, but they'd be the only two changes that I would foresee Robbins making. Are you confident score-wise going into this one, or?
Not really.
No.
I think, you know, had you have asked me before the recent appointment and, you know, 3 weeks ago, I would have said, yeah, like draw minimum. But I don't know, a bit concerned. We heard, obviously, from Mool fan, they think they're going to win. It does all seem set up for that. You know, it's Joe's first game at the Den. It's going to be a
fair record against them, though, haven't we?
We have. Yeah. But, you know, records, I think, sometimes go out the window when you've got
Coventry
a new manager.
Coming to town.
you've got a new manager, first game at home. You know, he's going to want to win. There's going to be a bit of a buzz. I think people around Millwall are starting to see that with Rowett going out, there's the changes and there's reasons to be optimistic and different style of football potentially coming to the fold. And, you know, his CV speaks for itself, what he did at Chelsea. And obviously in England as well, in the under 20 side. So he is someone that plays football, you know, where he's come from. They wouldn't want things being pumped up to people's throats. So clearly, whether or not he gets that, he's had a chance to work on that. We've seen it with us when we played Rotherham all those years back, when we tried to adopt a new style that Robbins was very keen to do. Sometimes the players aren't always up to doing that. So
you think we had 2 weeks to practice though, sure.
Yeah, I mean they have, but you know, they haven't played all of this through pre-season. They're gonna be adapting. If a manager's asking them to do stuff a certain way and it's a bit alien to them, then you know, there's chances that they could get caught out. But I think, yeah, roundabout way, I can unfortunately see us losing this one.
It feels like a head and heart situation here for you. So yeah. What are we saying?
I think we'll score. I think it's probably going to be 2-1.
Yeah, I think we're going to sneak out here with a win. I've just got something in my mind saying that we're going to get out of here with a 1-0 win. It's going to be like a really sort of dire game, but we'll come out with the 3 points. And I think if we do that, I think that kind of makes the tie turn a little bit moving forward, because you feel like we're going to that Plymouth game on Tuesday night. Bit more positivity at home, good crowd. You know, it could be the opportunity to turn things round in this little mini part of the season.
We need to, don't we? Because we've got a tough, not just tough in terms of opposition, but just a tough schedule, you know, coming up.
It's like eight games up until January the 10th or something like that. Yeah. It's going to be a little bit hectic. And it'll also be hectic on the Sky Blues Extra podcast, because we'll be here the whole way through it. So looking forward to it. Dave, thanks very much for your input this evening. Subscribe around me. Let's get behind the boys this Saturday. Big thank you to listening as always. A big thank you to our sponsor, the Sky Blues Tavern as well. We'll be back on Monday or Sunday. I'm not sure yet. But we'll see you then.
Thanks for listening to the Sky Blues Extra Podcast.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.